how I spent my Memorial Day vacation sounds more like a homework assignment than it does a political agenda. But for Senator McCain, it was a mission aimed to please his Jewish masters, who have been scheming for years to destroy Bashar al-Assad and his government. Is McCain worried about advancing the interests of the American people? Decide for yourself.
Senator McCain crossed into Syria from Turkey, accompanied by the Free Syrian Army, the rebel faction he wants the U.S. to support with arms and a no-fly zone. Washington already supplies the Free Syrian Army with food and medicine. Bloodshed in Syria continues, and its neighbors slip back to sectarian violence.
Now, just who is this so-called Free Syrian Army that Johnny Boy broke bread with? In reality, the Free Syrian Army is a disorganized mass of criminals from at least 29 countries, by Assad's count, who are being paid by Arab countries and given arms and training by the U.S., Britain, and the EU. They are nothing less than imported mercenary butchers, dominated by so-called moderate Islamists, that is the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front and the jihadist group Harar al-Sham.
Nusra Front massing its fighters near Nayrab military airport in eastern Aleppo. Short on ammunition and weapons, they say most of these short-range rockets are homemade.
Our fighters control all the entrances to the military airport. We are striking the Syrian army positions, and our main goal is to cut off their reinforcements and supplies to this area.
In this video posted by the Nusra Front, a suicide bomber with a North African accent drives a truck packed with explosives and blows up in what Nusra Front says was a checkpoint in the outskirts of the city of Hama. Nobody knows the exact number of Nusra Front fighters in Syria. Their commanders are tight-lipped about their recruits and the foreign fighters among them.
These are those wonderful, democracy-loving rebels McCain and his fellow Jewish shill, Lindsay Powderpuff Graham, trust, want to arm and train, and to provide and enforce a no-fly zone for, which is a de facto declaration of war.
We have been recommending now for over 2 years of this bloodletting and massacre, and that is to provide a safe area for the opposition to operate, to establish a no-fly zone, and provide weapons to the people in the resistance who we trust.
And that all means more bloodshed. No, not for American Jews. They never get their hands dirty in these wars for Israel. But for Gentile youth who McCain wants to see shed their blood in yet another war for the Jews.
Has being there, has, you know, shaking these people's hands, looking them in the eye, being on Syrian soil, has it changed or intensified your feelings in any way?
It's intensified because this is a pretty bloody business that they've been in. And these are human beings that are trying to achieve the same thing that we have shed American blood and treasure for.
But why isn't Johnny Boy McCain disturbed over the slaughter of Syrian Christians by his beloved rebels and their most recent massacre of the entire Christian population of the Al-Duvar village on the outskirts of Homs? Because McCain is joined at the hip with Jewish neocons who could care less about Christians, that's why. Lest we forget, McCain's prime enabler during the 2008 election was neocon Jew, Senator Joe Lieberman. But today, it's warmongering neocon Jew, William Kristol, who appears to be McCain's new Commander-in-Chief.
I think it's fair to say that President Obama has put himself in a bit of a box here on Syria. He kept talking for months about red lines, enormous consequences, game changers, but he's clearly mindful of the bad intelligence that led into the invasion of Iraq. Is there a graceful way out for him now?
Well, I think the message is that he, as Amy and Britt said, this is not a president who wants to start another war. That's the way he sees it. I think it's totally irresponsible for an American president to have that. No one wants to start wars, but you've got to do what you've got to do. And it doesn't really matter if the public is at 39% or 60%. I mean, really?
My friends, The Alawite Assad regime has been in power for 40 years, and now all of a sudden America's interests are supposedly at stake in Syria? No way. It's Jewish interests that are at stake in Syria, not America's. The real plan remains the formation of so-called Greater Israel, which would extend from the Nile to the Euphrates, which would be so easily pursued with the creation of a fragmented, Balkanized Syria, torn to bloody shreds by the competing U.S.-backed mercenaries, militias, and jihadis pouring into Syria around the clock. That is what the Jews are really after. Hezbollah has entered the fray for this very reason and is warning that if Assad falls, then an Israeli invasion of what's left of Syria will be a walk in the park. This is not America's war. Let the Syrians decide their own future, not Jewish homicidal maniac shills like Johnny Boy McCain.